This new brand of progressivism has infiltrated the PCA, and it has done so primarily through two unbiblical movements. The first one is Side B Gay Celibate Christianity, which is a fruit of the sexual revolution. And the second one is social justice, a movement which is informed by the false assumptions of critical race theory. I want to say a few words about Side B Gay Celibate Christianity and say even less words about the social justice movement, but I do want to touch upon these. Side B Gay Celibate Christianity affirms biblical marriage and believes homosexual practice to be disordered and sinful. They believe that homosexuality is not a part of God's design and thus a consequence of the fall. Okay, so far, so good. But the problem lies at the level of desires and perceived identity. Moreover, there is a deficient view of gospel sanctification. Let me explain with four brief points. The Side B Gay Christian position maintains and even at times celebrates his or her gay identity. This is why they will often refer to themselves as gay Christians and form groups around their identities. Gayness, they say, is part of who they are, and not just unnatural and disordered sexual desires. Rosaria Butterfield explains that for Side B Christians, quote, gayness is a category of personhood. It essentially describes who a person is, end quote. Secondly, they maintain that as gay Christians, they take pride in aspects of gay culture, including a penchant for effeminacy. Thirdly, Side B teaches that same-sex attraction is of sin, a result of the fall, but not a sin, that which should be repented of. They do not therefore believe that it is a sin to be, quote, gay. Fourthly, they teach that while homosexual lust ought to be and should be mortified daily, there is little expectation of true, lasting, spirit-wrought transformation. The weakening or eradication of same-sex attraction is mostly viewed as impossible, which is in part why they have this emphasis upon gay celibacy and platonic spiritual friendships with gay partners, rather than a reordered and sanctified sexuality. The Side B Gay movement was introduced to the PCA and the wider evangelical church through the Revoice Conference, 2018. It's a movement that sent shockwaves across the evangelical world and has brought false teaching into the church. As many of you will know, Revoice was hosted by one of our own PCA churches in St. Louis, and a prominent leader within Revoice is a PCA minister. The second front that we must fight in the PCA is against the social justice movement, critical race theory. Over the past 5 years, the modern social justice movement has swept across America like a tsunami. Through various advocacy groups and political influence, the movement has caused deep racial divisions in our country, deep as ever. It's caused great violence and destruction in our cities. It has fostered suspicion and hatred in our country. And sadly, it has also come into our churches and is wreaking havoc in many evangelical denominations. And this social justice movement is informed by critical race theory, a secular worldview that sees virtually everything through the lenses of systemic oppression, structural power, and racial injustice. It views everyone as either an oppressed minority or an oppressor from the majority culture. And it makes numerous assumptions about reality that just are not true. And we must not believe those lies. One of these lies is that every white person is a racist, and every black person is systematically oppressed and is a victim. CRT, critical race theory, is the foundation and fuel of identity politics.